We all love a laugh, don't we? We all like to have a little bit of a giggle. We all love stand-up comedy. But when we think of touring comedians, some of us might think of private jets and arenas. Others might think of kind of scenes within a city, smaller rooms and pubs with beers flowing and act after hilarious at getting up to do 10 or 15. Our next guest, comedian Nick Gapper, has taken it upon himself to don a full tux and travel gig to gig in one of the most laborious ways you can imagine, right in the middle of an Aussie summer for the sake of content. We're lucky enough to be joined by him, Australia's leading agricultural comedian, to discuss. Nick, are you there? How's it going?
Hey, mate, I'm going good.
That's good. Where are you right now?
Well, I got home. I've just been doing stuff all day. I got back from the trip probably like a day ago, and I'm still recovering, still recoiling. I think I've got the virus.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I'm so paranoid about it, because for anyone who's travelled overland in Australia, I thought it was for people who couldn't afford to go on planes, but it turns out it's for people who are just not allowed near airports. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, okay. How did you fit in being in a full tux? And were you still donning the makeup and the lipstick?
No, not this time. Not this time. I did that from Melbourne to London. I had lipstick and a tux, and yeah, it was just, I don't know. I went from putting the makeup on in the toilets, and then I was like, all right, I'll put it on out in the open. I don't care anymore. And then I started putting it on at this train in China, and then this old lady started come and she just filled me at point blank. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to the toilets. It's funny because I always film weirdos on my phone, but when the hunter becomes the hunted, it's a different story, you know?
I always think that. I'm assuming you might follow like Brown Cardigan or something on Instagram.
Yeah.
Whenever
yeah.
I look at that, like it's a cheap laugh, right? I get that. But you've got to, there is something sick about the idea of filming people just trying to go about their lives, like, and they have no idea that kind of the stuff that they're doing, it might come across as like odd to other people. So although it's a cheap laugh, it's almost like kind of I'm at a paradox with it. I don't really know how to feel about it. And so, like you said, to become the hunted, it must be quite jarring. Hey, do you want to tell us about, you did just kind of mention it, I know the origin behind the initial trip. Like I told you, I am a bit of a dumb fan. Do you maybe want to tell people the origin of how it first came about?
Yeah, well, the podcast, The Little Dum Dum Club, they're real good. The podcast's good. The people who run it aren't that good, but yeah. They were doing some shows, some live shows in London, and they said, well, why don't we get Capra to come over? And we just joked about it, crowdfunding it, and me going the worst way possible. And so, because we didn't think we'd raise much money at all. So I'd have to get some $700 flight through three different countries. But then it turned out that it got up to like $4,000. And we said to the travel agent, all right, mate, here's $4,000. Let's go the shittest way possible.
Do your worst.
And, yeah, I went through 9 different countries nonstop in the tuxedo while wearing makeup, yeah.
That's so obviously you've tried to kind of replicate that in Australia, and I'm assuming, yeah, it's for the sake of content because it's part of your new show called Tuxedo Traveller, yeah. What were the first couple of gigs like? Because if you headed out, did you have jokes planned or whatever it is, or did you just have to really try to squeeze in content from your first kind of travels to get a show out of it? Was it an hour-long show?
When I did the shows in England and Serbia, I just did a bit of old material, but then I came back and I started rehearsing for my new one. Well, not rehearsing, but just trying to find bits of the story that were good. And I did a couple of shows, but they were more just PowerPoint shows telling people, and people loved the facts, but it wasn't really that funny.
Right.
So now that I've done a few trips in it, I've been able to get the feelings out and tell all the funny stories as well.
Right.
But honestly, to be honest, there was too many funny stories. I'm trying to get the message across in this show that you don't really need to go overseas. Don't go on a cruise. Just get in a suit and just go overland in Australia to some crap town like Mildura or something. Because you might not have a good time, but you'll have memories that'll last forever. You'll have stories.
Apologies.
In a resort, you don't get stories. None of that.
That's good. Apologies to any Milpera listeners if they're on our 2SER.com streaming live. Do you want to tell us, Nick, maybe what's the most ridiculous or cooked sort thing that you've seen, either domestically or abroad?
Oh, probably the most cooked, I think, thing I saw was when I got on the bus from Bendigo to Mildura. There was a dude necking coconut water.
Keep it PG if you could, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, and he was just drinking coconut water, like just knocking it back. And I said, oh, man, he said, do you want some coconut water? And I said, no, I'm not really in the mood for it. And he goes, would you like some wine? And he goes, it's not actually coconut water, it's wine. And I said, oh, man, if I'm not in the mood for coconut water, definitely not in the mood for wine. It's like 10 in the morning. And then he goes, but we're on a bus.
A couple of mates traveled the US and again we skimped for cash, and we were over there for about 3 months, and we predominantly did it on greyhounds. And honestly, I can tell you, I saw some pretty cooked stuff over there, probably not to your extent, but buses are a different story, absolute different, because you don't have airport security, so anyone can get on, anyone.
Oh man, yeah. And like it was weird because you see these people who are like, I don't know where they were from or whatever, but they'd be dressed so, like, ripped clothes and stuff, and I'd get on in the tux. And they kind of look at me like I was judging them, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm usually dressed like you guys. You know? So, yeah, there was just so much cooked stuff. As you probably would have heard, I slept in, like, this couple in Mildura had a dream home, and they said, oh, you can stay in it if you like. We haven't finished it yet, though, so I just had to sleep next to a bandsaw and all out in this lake. And, another cool thing was one of my old school friends, hadn't seen in about 6 years, was in Griffith for a cotton conference.
Right.
And, they found out about my trip and said, hey, we can give you a lift to Dubbo from Griffith. And I was like, sweet, this will be great. This will fit right in. I can't get you transport there anyway. And then she rings me in the morning and says, Nick, we need to talk. And I'm like, oh, no, they're going to cancel the trip. And she's like, we're not cancelling. We just, all of us have vomiting and diarrhea. So, so you have to ride with us. And I did, and I didn't pick anything up, which was crazy.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. You must have necked the, what do they call them, echinaceas and all that kind of stuff before you go on.
And I was like, yeah, I was functioning on nothing as well, you know. I'd been sleeping on couches. I was covered in cat hair. I had to sleep on the couch that was covered in cat hair at this farmer's house. And, yeah, it was crazy, man. But the best trip ever. And on a trip like this, you just make friends for life.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The farmers I stayed with, the people I stayed with, I know them all now. We all keep in contact.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I grew up in like the entry level country. It's country by Sydney standards, but it is true, man. Even if I walked into a pub down there can be people I haven't seen in 15 years or someone that I haven't seen before, and within 5 minutes you're having a conversation. It's a bit of a different world.
Oh man, yeah, it's the best. Good. It really is the best. And when you got a tuxedo, like I was afraid of the country people, what they would do or whatever. But I walk into a food court in Griffith and everyone stopped. I stopped and stared. But it just gives them a license to talk to you. So within a couple of minutes, everyone was just walking up to me like, hey, mate, what's your deal? Hey, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Walking around the Sanity music place and...
Sanity.
Talking, yeah.
There's still a Sanity where I grew up, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Talking to the girl in the Payless shoes and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
I bought a chicken and gravy roll, which I haven't had since I was like 17, and it was just the best.